I know it's here somewhere. Finally.
Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in once again. You've come to this strange world that is the world of Dr. Bill. Now, let me say right at the top of the program, a mea culpa. Okay, the last episode, I was getting confused, which can happen. But at any rate, I was confusing RAM with disk space. And if you want a good chuckle, you can go back and watch that last episode and watch what I'm talking about, RAM and disk space. And I'm kind of confused because I was trying to keep in mind Proxmox and the NAS and all the different things that I was going to be talking about, and I just lost it. But that's okay. All life is good. I know the difference between RAM and hard drives. I've been at this a long time. Thus being the computer curmudgeon. At any rate, RAM is random access memory. It is the memory in which the system runs. Okay? And then hard disk space, call it hard disk space, disk space, is either a solid-state drive, an SSD, or a spinning disk, which is rarely used these days, unless you're building a NAS, all right? And even those are being running solid-state drives sometimes. But I digress. The point is, I was confused. So forgive me for that. The other thing I forgot was what I'm about to do right now. We are proud members of Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. Which that organization has actually kind of gone dark, but I like saying it, so I say it anyway. Anyway, what we're doing this week should be of interest to you. If you have people particularly that you know, I know a lot of you that watch this program are geeks anyway, but you may have friends that are trying to decide, do I move from Windows to Linux or not? Well, here's what you can do. Show them this Netcast, because this is how you would install Linux Mint, the latest version. And while I'm at it, let me mention to you, the Linux Mint website has just gotten tons better, okay? Not that it was ever a bad website, but man, it is sharp now. And it has a lot of good information that you can use. So it tells you about Linux Mint. It explains the different desktop environments very well. What's the benefit of Cinnamon over Mate or Mate over Cinnamon or XFCE? the small one, okay? That's the one for older machines, okay? It runs a little faster than a GNOME-based one or whatever, but that's a lot of information you don't need right at this moment. Anyway, the point is, it explains the difference between all these different environments and gives you a lot of good information. You can go there and download Linux Mint, the latest version, for free. I like free. Free is good. So do that and then follow us along in this demo of how to install it. Let's go into that right now. All right, gang, here we are on my desktop once again, and we're going to be looking at the latest version of Linux Mint. And we're going to get started with that. I'm going to crank up Oracle VirtualBox, which is my hypervisor of choice for my desktop PC, not necessarily for production servers. I'd use Proxmox for that and do. But we're going to create a new Linux box. We're going to call it Linux Mint, all right, since that's what we're going to be installing. And we'll put it in VMs, Normally I put it on another drive, but we'll go with that right now. And I downloaded Linux Mint 21.1. So we're going to put that in there. And it is 64-bit. So we'll leave it there. It's not Ubuntu, but it's close enough because it's based on Ubuntu. All right, we are going to go ahead and click Next. And our username, they have a default username for an unintended guest OS install. That's fine. We can do that. The password is just going to be password this go round. I know, not very imaginative, but this is just for testing. And we're going to go ahead and click Next. Base memory. I'm going to make it 2 gig for this test. That should be fine. I'm going to give it 2 processors. Click Next. Virtual hard drive of 25 gig is fine. We're not going to pre-allocate. We're going to make it dynamic. And click Next. And finish. Now all we need to do is let it start up and go through the installation. Now, the reason I wanted to go with Linux Mint is because this is the operating system that I recommend for most newcomers to Linux. Okay? So, this is what you would encounter if you were installing it for the very first time. And yes, I know this is on a virtual machine. If it was on real hardware, then it would be a little faster and a little slicker, but that's okay. Now, it automatically adjusted up to a higher resolution, which is fine. I'm going to go ahead and give us our full screen there by dragging the corner down. But now you can see, based on the initial install, that is a guided install, not a custom install, we have it installed. Now, I chose the Cinnamon environment. I just happen to be really partial to Cinnamon. You can also choose Mate. Some people pronounce it Mate, but Mate, I believe, is the correct pronunciation. And this is what you get out of the box, so to speak, and a generic installation in terms of the software that's installed. Now, the reason that I like it for Windows users that are moving over to Linux is that it's a familiar kind of environment. You've got your start button, so to speak, down here in the Linux Mint icon, and then you can go to the different packages that you might be interested in. I moved over to Internet initially because that gives you Firefox as a web browser out of the box. It gives you Thunderbird Mail, gives you a chat component, hex chat, and several other things. You can also do web apps. For Office, it gives you LibreOffice, which is a good Office system. It's the one that I had recommended for many years until I really got interested in OnlyOffice. I really like OnlyOffice, and so I would encourage you to install that if you're going to use it as your primary desktop. And you can go through the rest of these. But if you want to install it permanently to a desktop, you could bring it up in this environment and then click on the Install Linux Mint, which is what we're going to go ahead and do. And this will install it to your hard drive and overwrite anything that's there. Keep that in mind. It's going to overwrite your hard drive. Now, of course, this is a hard drive that we've created for a virtual machine, so that's fine. We're not concerned about that. Let's go ahead and continue. Of course, English is the language that I speak, so that's not a problem. And then we want to install the multimedia codecs. I recommend this for most people because you're going to want to use... Now, the reason they ask you is these are proprietary codecs. Okay, and a lot of people want to have Linux be very non-proprietary. So they make this an option. But I think it's good to go ahead and install the codecs, be able to listen to MP3 files and things of that nature. So we're going to go ahead and continue there. And I'm going to allow it to erase the disk and install Linux Mint with its own setup of the partitioning. You could click Advanced here and partition it yourself if you're an expert, but you can just accept it and it'll be fine. So again, we're going to erase the disk. Let's go ahead and install. You want to write the changes? Yes. And it will then ask you for your location in terms of your time zone. I'm in the New York time zone or the Eastern time zone. So we'll go ahead and click continue there. Then it wants you to put your name. Now I usually put my full name. And the computer name is going to fill in itself. I like to give it a name that is indicative of what we're running for a virtual machine. And then I use my own username, Dr. Bill, that I use for everything else. And we're just going to say password here again. If you're installing it for real, use a good password. Don't use the word password. Now, I'm going to have it log in automatically since this is a virtual machine rather than requiring the password to log in. That is an option you can choose. And then continue. And it will go through the Linux Mint install. And you can watch the slideshow here as it does the install. And basically what it's doing is it says is it's copying files from the installation to the hard drive that you're overwriting. And since this is a virtual drive, we created the hard drive, so to speak, from scratch. No issues there. And we're going to go ahead and let it complete the installation. And I'll probably shorten some of this to speed things up for us. All right, we're just about finished here. And we've cut short some of the kind of boring part, so to speak. And now letting it complete. It says watch movies and videos here on the screen. And notice that the player there at the bottom is VLC. I really like VLC. I still use it to this day. It'll play just about anything. So it's good that it comes installed here on Linux Mint. Now, there's a lot of different systems in terms of the desktops for Linux Mint. This is installing, as I mentioned, Cinnamon, which I think is a really nice desktop. But you can also get Mate. You can get XCFE, many others. We're going to go ahead and restart. And again, this is what I would choose for people that are trying to get into Linux for the very first time. There's a lot of others. I'm a big fan of Linux Lite for older machines. Linux Lite is Linux space Lite. And so that is great if you've got an older machine you're trying to revive. But now as we get into it, we've got the welcome screen here that will step us through all the things we can do to customize it for ourselves, the documentation that's available, help that's available. And then if you'd like to contribute to the project, you can do that, which I'd encourage you to do. These guys, you know, man, bless their hearts, they put a lot of work into this. And so if you want to contribute financially, I'd encourage you to do that. Now, if you want to change your settings, you can do that here. I like to go in here. By the way, what I did, I wanted to be sure to mention this, is I just did a right-click, and then I can go into Display Settings, and we can choose a larger desktop. I'm going to go ahead and go with 1280 by 720 since this is a virtual machine, but you could obviously go a little different if you wanted to. If you had a machine that was physical machine, might want to go with a higher resolution. So we've set that as our layout. It's not detecting the monitor, obviously, because it is a virtual machine, so that's fine. Let's go with actually maybe even a little higher resolution. Let's see. 13. Yeah, let's do that. And we'll go ahead and scroll down and apply it. There we go. And we'll keep that. And I'm going to move it over here so it's not blocking anything, covering my lovely picture there of me. I'm kidding. Anyway, there's our desktop now. And if I expand this out just a bit so we can see the taskbar here at the bottom. And there we have the full installation. You notice you got a little red dot here. Let's click that and show that we have an update manager. So we can actually supply security updates, software updates, and even do system snapshots and using the update manager. So there is a new version of the manager itself. So let's apply that update. And as most Linux, all Linux systems really, are going to do, it'll always prompt you for the password of the user to approve making any changes. So since our password is password, we're going to go ahead and enter that. I typed it right. Okay. And now it will download packages, in this case, Update Manager, and install that. And once it does that, it will then run again and find all the packages since the packaging of this version of Linux Mint. And those are all the things that need to be upgraded. So we can go ahead and click on Install Updates and install all those updates. I'm not going to do that right now because that will take some time. But it's just a matter of clicking Install Updates and letting it complete. And you'll have a completely freshly patched and upgraded system. So hopefully that will show you how to install Linux Mint, both on VirtualBox and physical machine. And like I said, this is a great entry into the Linux world for Windows users. And I hope you enjoyed that. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining. If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.